Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Overlooking the minor errors of people of religious status. Instruction of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, overlook the errors of important personalities unless it relates to matters of penal law. A note, the above hadith has been narrated in many compilations of hadith. The Sharia commands us to have esteem and reverence for our seniors. The hadith specifically refers to religiously acclaimed personalities. If due to human weakness they commit an error, it should be overlooked. These days, people would rather prefer to publicize such errors and drag the person's name in the mud instead of practicing on the teaching of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us and guide us. Ameen. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam overlooked the faults of senior Sahabi by virtue of him having participated in the Battle of Badr, which is indeed a supreme privilege. The incident relating to Hatib al-Battal. Sayyidina Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a Sahabi who took part in the great Battle of Badr, once wrote a letter to the idolaters of Makkah Mukarramah, informing them of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's preparation to launch an attack on them. He sent this letter with a woman who happened to be going to Makkah Mukarramah at that time. He felt that by doing the Quraysh a favor, they would protect his family, as his family had nobody to care for them in Makkah Mukarramah. Unlike the families of the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they had migrated to Medina Munawwar. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this through divine revelation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately dispatched Sayyidina Ali, Zubair and Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhum with instructions to ride to Rawda Khaka, where they should intercept the woman travelling on camelback. They were instructed to demand her to return the letter of Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They set off and intercepted the woman. They searched for the letter but could not find it. They told the woman that it was impossible for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lie and that she should submit the letter or risk being searched through her clothing. She eventually gave in and removed the letter which had been concealed in her hair. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum returned to Medina Munawwara, and Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was summoned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested an explanation about the nature of this letter. Hatib radiallahu ta'ala immediately urged Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to be hasty in taking him to task. He then explained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that unlike the other muhajireen, who had family ties with the Quraysh of Makkah, he was the only companion who had no one to take care of his family there. He therefore decided to curry favor with the Quraysh, whereby they would look, take care of his family under their protection. He further asserted that his action was not as a result of despondency with Islam or approval of kufr, disbelief, and that he had no sinister motive. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was silent up to this time, then remarked, O Nabi of Allah, allow me to behead this hypocrite. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Hatib participated in the battle of Badr. Do you know, O Umar, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has pardoned the participants of the battle of Badr for any sin that they commit? A note, the narration in Musnad Ahmad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says that tears filled the eyes of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he realized the worth of the participants of the great battle of Badr. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has quoted this incident in various chapters of his Sahih Bukhari. The above action could be interpreted as betrayal under circumstances and the perpetrator as a traitor. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the excuse of this important Sahabi due to his participation in the first battle of Islam. There was indeed a great distinction between those that participated in this battle and those who did not. In this view, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah view that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are the most esteemed after the Ashara Mubashara. That is, the 10 Sahaba who were granted glad tidings of entry into Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.